Tomorrow we're going to talk today about Kidney Shinstein. What is Kidney Shinstein? It's a modern term, which is there's lots of items that are made through fermentations or through other fancy processes, and they're very important in the industry. And for many years, the OU primarily has allowed those things to be sold as kosher Pesach, even though made from kidneys. How could they do that? They say it was nishtana. Okay, and since it was nishtana, therefore, even though it was made from kidneys, you're allowed to use it on Pesach. It's a point of a lot of contention. Lots of people are not happy about that, and don't accept it as kosher Pesach. They do, and so does the CRC. And we just want to talk about what's the shaila, what's the issue that there is to whether you let eat it or not. One introduction, which is that even one of the everybody who talks about it should agree. In fact, the one person who wrote about it primarily to explain why he thinks it's us, Rabbi Shlomo Miller, made a point, which is kidneys is about the baroi. So even though it might be wrong for the OU to say it's kosher Pesach, and even though you maybe shouldn't let it be put into a Pesach product, if you have the Pesach product that already has the kidneys in it, the most famous thing being Diet Coke that has aspartame in it that's made from kidneys, it's going to be mutter, because kidneys is about the baroi. It's not 50% of the item. So the end of the day, the product's going to be mutter. The Diet Coke is going to be mutter. It's one of the things that people talk about is Diet Coke. It is a bit of time, of course. It's not a matter of being a bit of time, it's 30% of the drink. I mean, it's a big part of it. And the pashas is that when we say something is bottle broth, even though it's nice in town, it's going to be bottle anyhow. There are those who argue on that. There are those who say that if it gives taste, it's not bottle. It's hard to explain that. It's a shaila and how to. There's a mishabur about it. It's a question about how to understand that. But most people assume, Rufano including, that doesn't make a difference. If it's 40%, bottle broth means that, of course, you're going to taste it. It's such a high percentage. And let's assume that it's okay. So now, before we get to the actual shaila itself, I need to just go through a bunch of cases. I'm going to do about, I don't know, depending on how many have patients for, a number of cases that the person can talk about that are nothing to do with kidneys, that have to do with relating to this shaila of nishtana that are coming as rayas. I'm going to say them now, just because they're going to keep, some of them are going to keep coming up, so it's worth it just to know the cases. Okay, one is, the Gemara says in Bechoros, that the din is really, in theory, milk should be ushered to drink. Why? Milk, according to one shot in the Gemara, milk is made from blood. The animal's blood changes into milk. If milk is made from blood, well, blood is usher. So if blood is usher, milk should be usher also. Or it's a yotze min hachai, milk should be usher. To which, and it's only xeris akasa, we make limud to teach us that milk is mutter. Okay? So now, even though the milk is not at all the blood, milk is changed over, and many people are going to talk about this case, that milk is not in the same form as the blood is, yet the Gemara says, milk, it should have the din of dam, and just like dam is also, milk should be also. Okay, so that's one case. Okay, we see dam nechav nasachal, dam changes from what it was, and it becomes chal. Okay, and that's a case where we seem to not say the fact that it was nishtana makes a difference. Another Gemara says, this Gemara is in Tumura, says that if a chicken lays an egg, a chicken that's a treifa lays an egg, then that egg is treifa. A treifa, the milk from a treifa is also a treifa. So a chicken that lays an egg is a treifa. The Gemara says, but even so, if that egg hatches into a new chicken, that new chicken is kosher. Even though it came from a treifa, from a mother who was a treifa, and it was laid as an egg, and the egg was treifa also, the Gemara says that the chick that's born afterwards is kosher, because as the egg changes over into a chicken, it's masriach, it spoils, it rots, or it gets to some point, meaning some form of being inedible in the middle, and therefore it loses its connection to the mother from the fact that it came from a treifa. So when the chicken laid the egg, it was a treifa, it was an egg from a treifa, and it's no good. When it then moves on into being to becoming a chicken, when it grows into being a chicken, it becomes mutter because it was masriach. The third case. The Gemara says, this is the Gemara in Tosfos in Chulin. It says, if you have milk from a treifa, also a treifa, you have milk from a treifa, and you find that milk inside, a shera was yonik from the treifa, and you find the milk inside of the, you know, you check the kosher animal, and you find the milk inside of it. So the thing is that that milk, if it's korosh, at a certain stage, the milk is okay, because we say that it is piercer from the treifa. Even though the milk itself, when it came out of the treifa, was treif, but now that it's become to this spoiled form, then it becomes mutter. Okay, a fourth case. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to eat honey. And the Gemara says you're allowed to eat honey, and you don't have to be choshish that people put something into it. Okay? The Gemara's not, I'm not talking about the child whether you can eat honey because it comes from a bug. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat honey, you don't have to be choshish that people put something else into it. And the Gemara says, e mishum iruve, if you should be choshish that maybe someone mixed something in, misri sari. Okay? What does that mean, misri sari? It comes from the word to be masri, I don't spoil it. What does that mean? So the Ran gives two pshatim in that Gemara. One pshat in the Gemara is, nobody would be so foolish as to put something else into the honey because it'll ruin the taste of the honey. If I put something into it that's treif, I don't know nothing, but if I put something that's treif, it would ruin the taste. So, Yishum Yiruvi, don't be choshesh, someone mix something in, because Mr. Sari, it would ruin the taste of the honey, so nobody would do. That's the first pshat. The second pshat of the Ran is, that don't worry about somebody putting something into the honey, because the thing that they put in will itself convert itself into honey. It will turn into honey. Whatever they put in will become honey. And as it becomes honey, it'll be masriach. So just like the Gemara said, by the egg, that it's masriach as it turns into a chicken, and therefore it's mutter, so too, whatever the guy put in will be masriach as it turns into honey.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
Factually.
Oh, so what it means, very good. It's a good question. What the Gemara means to say is, according to this pshat in the Rana, what the Gemara means to say is like this. When something becomes, when you take a piece of meat and it turns into honey, okay, the Gemara, that's an assumption, the Gemara thing, that whatever you put in eventually turns into honey. How does a piece of meat turn into honey? So what it means is that enzymes break it down into something, some elemental form, and then it reforms itself as honey. So that process of disintegrating and then reforming as something else means it became inedible. It went through, it became something, it didn't go from meat to honey straight. It went from meat to nothing, from nothing to honey. It had to be recreated into honey. So that whole process of recreation, the Gemara is saying that is, being masriach. It's not like the chicken. In the chicken, what happens is it turns into a half a chicken. You know what I'm saying? It turns into a half-formed chicken. We understand that it's masriach. Here, the Gemara is saying is that at the process first has to disintegrate, and then it's mutter. Okay? I'll tell you one more case, and then we'll get on to the real shayla itself, which is like this. The Gemara says in Croesus, the Gemara says that it says in the Torah, you're now allowed to eat lechem, v'koli, v'karno. Until you bring the carbon iron, you're now allowed to eat all those things. So Gemara makes tshichases as to why it has to say all those cases. Why does it have to say lechem, koli, and karno? Lechem is bread, koli is toasted grains, and karno is very fresh grains that you can eat raw. Okay. Why does it have to say it? So the Gemara says like this. If it would have, the Gemara says a lot of tshichases, but I'm going to tell you two of them. One is that if it would have just said koli, then we would say maybe lechem's mutter. Why? Because koli is isa be'inei, it's in its original form. As opposed to lechem is not in the original form. The Gemara says the same thing for karma, it's not in its original form, and therefore, lechem is not in its original form, but koli and karma are both in their original form, therefore, maybe they're usher, but lechem is not usher. It's in a new form. The Gemara says in different words, if it would have only said karmel, we would have said lechem and koli are mutter, because the caramel is in mamish raw. You take the raw grain that comes out of the ground. It happens to be in a fresh form that you can eat it as is. So that's why it's also said the koli is toasted and the bread is made into bread. Maybe those would be mutter. Those would be mutter. Wouldn't be an issue of chadash on those things. So the Gemara says that's why I have to say all three cases. I'm not telling you all the trichas in these cases, but in these trichas, in one, the Gemara took that with being isa beine, and the other one the Gemara took was it loynishtan and mibriyase. Okay, two different forms. Okay, there's a couple other cases we're not going to say. Maybe I'll tell one to him later because he'll be interested. Okay. So now we had some. We just need these background cases just to understand what's going to be coming to Shiloh now. The Shiloh of Kitnei Shana Shana, which is what we're talking about, comes off of a din about something called musk. And so let's talk about that din first and understand what there's a machlekes there about whether musk is mutter asur. It's in Hilchos Brachos. And the din in Hilchos Brachos has to do with what bracha you make when you smell it. It has a good aroma to it. But there's a machlekes rishonim, what the din is if you want to eat the musk. I mean, you don't want to smell it to put a perfume in your house. You want to have musk to put in your food as a flavoring in your food. Is it mutter asur to do? So what is the musk? There's a certain kind of a deer. It's called a musk deer, as you can imagine. It's a certain kind of a deer that has a pouch in its neck, and the and in that pouch is this material, this liquid called musk. And the way it's understood in the Rishonim is that the blood turns itself into musk. So the Ramah says, he says, well, so it's also, it's blood, it's something made out of blood, it's also, so the fact that it's musk now, it's also. Okay. And Rabbi Yoni says, no, it's mutter, and he says like this. He says, it's pirusha. Okay, we'll talk about what all this means in a second. Pirusha usually means that it's like excrement, something that's not edible, that coming out of an animal, which is mutter. Is it pirusha?
Just explain, when do you get it? After the shechita, while it's alive?
No, you take it when it's alive. Take it when it's alive. Yeah, I think so. I shouldn't say that. I think so. Okay.
So this after shechita, then it's regular.
No, but the shechita is also dam of it. If it's dam, it doesn't help to get out after shechita. If it's dam, it's dam. You know, either.
So there's no chal, right? Chal is also dam.
So, hold on a second. Mother knows actually. Hold on a second. But this is what the Ramah says. He says, it's dam. So dam is also. So the Rabbein Yoni says, no, it's pirusha. He says, even though it started off, the Rabbein Yoni says, even though it originally started off as dam, he says, but now it's not dam. Now it turned into something else. So since it turned into something else, so it's mutter. And he says, I have a raya to you. He says, you know what the raya is? Now I know that it's mutter. He says, just like honey is mutter. Just like honey converts things into honey and that's mutter, so too the dam is also mutter. To which the Rosh says to that. The Rosh says, what are you talking about? He says, Rayoschot Sarach Raya. He says, how do you know that something that turns into honey becomes mutter? Okay? Now by now you already know the answer to the Rosh's kasha. The Rosh says, Rayoschot Sarach Raya. How do you know that dam, that it is like that? And the Mogan Avraham brings his kasha, he says, Yitaka Rayoschot Sarach Raya. And all the Achronim jump on this and they say, we don't understand. He says, we know it's a Farish Gemara. The Gemara says, what I told you, the Gemara of Zara, the way the Ram learns it, is Imishumi Ruve Misrisari. If you put something into honey, it will convert into honey, it will convert into that thing will become honey, and it will be Masriach along the way, and it'll be mutter. Okay, but that's what the Rosh says. He says, I don't even know that. How do you know that honey is true? Okay, so but Rabbi Yoni said, just like honey is, by honey it becomes mutter, so too by the musk it also becomes mutter.
Why would he use the chalav example?
What did you say?
Why didn't he use the chalav example?
What's the question?
It's more comparable than the honey.
Wait, but what's the din by chalav? It's usher.
No,
chalav is usher. The Gemara has a lean with that chalav is mutter, but in theory the Gemara says chalav is usher. So if chalav is usher, so you're saying to me,
okay.
In a comparison to chalav would say that it should be usher. He's trying to say that it's mutter. So he says, no, I compare it to honey. So we'll talk about it in a second. What's the difference? Well, why is chalav usher? We're going to say chalav is usher, because that's what the Gemara says. Chalav is usher, but honey is mutter. What's the difference? Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. So before we get into the machlokes, I'd have to just tell you for the structure of what's going on over here. I didn't tell you what the sheet is. This is a machlokes Rishonim, whether the musk is mutter also. It's a machlokes, I'm going to tell you in a second, it's a machlokes that has in the Magen Avraham if it's mutter also. So it's a machlokes. The Prima Gadim says, I'm skipping the whole machlokes for now. The Prima Gadim says, since it's a machlokes, by Isur and Darbanan, you could be Mekel. So by, and the Mishnah even brings it, it's important to the Prima Gadim, you could be Mekel by Isur and Darbanan. So they say, the Prima Gadim says you could be Mekel by Isur and Darbanan. Kitnias is even less than Nisa Darbanan, it's only a minute, so you could make about Nishtana by Nisa Darbanan. That's the short, we just skipped a whole bunch of steps. Okay, but that's what they're going to say. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Achronim, whether it's Mutter, by Darbanan, you could be Mekel. Kitnias is even less than Darbanan, so you could be Mekel and say that it's Nishtana. Okay, that's I just skipped you a whole bunch of steps along the way. That's where they're headed to say that it's Mutter. Okay. So Magen Avraham says, he says, I don't get this case. He says, I don't understand what the Rabbein Yoni is trying to say. He says, tell me something. He says, if musk is edible now, is inedible now, in the form that musk is in right now, it's not edible, he says, everyone will hold its mutter. That's pirusha. Okay, so the word that the Rabbein Yoni says, which is that it's pirusha, he sounds like he's saying that it's mamish. When we say something to be pirusha, to be mutter, means that it's excrement. It's something that's not edible when it comes out of the animal. Everyone holds that's mutter. That's not a shiloh about that. So that's for sure mutter. So he says, it must be that it is edible. He says, and also, if you look at honey, the rye was from honey, honey's edible. So that can't be the heter. He says, so it must be that the heter is that it was nishtana. It changed. He says, how do we know? We know that in order to be nishtana, we see in the Gemara about a chicken, the egg becoming to a chicken, that to be nishtana, it has to be masriach first. He says, well, how do we know that it's masriach? How do we know that the blood turning into musk is masriach along the way? Where would we get that from? What would be the right that it's masriach? The Gemara says by the chicken, the chicken born from an egg laid by a treifa is only mutter if it was masriach first, because it's masriach. He says, how do we know that the musk is masriach? He says, who would tell us that thing? He says, so So he says, so Mamir, so the Magen Avraham doesn't say like a psak at the end, but he seems to be an Eruv. He doesn't get why he could be Mekel. He doesn't understand why he could be Mekel. He says, and by honey? He says, well, he brought a rye from honey. He says, what's the rye from honey? Where's the case of honey? That's the sort of thing that's mutter. Okay, so, and he asks also, from the case of milk, he says, why, if you're going to tell me that things are masriach, he says, so why don't we say that by milk? The Gemara says milk is usher, because it, even though it's very nishtana, it's very, milk is not anything like blood, it's nishtana. He says, but we don't say that it's mutter because, presumably because we have no way of knowing that it's masriach. He says, so why is the mask any different than that? He says, okay, so Rabbi Yenna brought a raya. He says, I don't know what the raya, meaning what the rush is, I don't know what the raya is. Where's the case? Where's this case? Okay, so all the achronim ask on the Magen Avraham and on the rush, and they say, it is a raya. We have a Gemara, the way the Ram learns it, that Yimishim Yeruvim Misri Sari, that it is masriach. That the which is what Rabbi Yerna obviously had in mind. He says the rye is from honey. What do you think he was talking about? It's a Ferish Gemara that honey, as it becomes, as the additives dissolve into honey, they are masriach first. So he meant that Gemara. And he's saying mas, what? Right. So what Elamite, the Rosh, will say the Rosh didn't learn like that. We'll get to that in a second. What the Machlokes is, but what Rabbi Yerna meant? We know what Rabbi Yerna meant. All the Achronim say we know what Rabbi Yerna meant. He said it's just like honey. Well, yeah, it's a Ferish Gemara about honey and Avodah Zarah that says that it's masriach as it becomes it. Okay. So now he's explained at least what Rabbi Yerna meant, that it's masriach along the way. But what happened to the Magen Avraham's kasha? The Magen Avraham says, but the Gemara says by milk that the dam becomes milk. It's not masriach when it becomes milk. So what's going on? What's the difference between blood becoming milk, that we say it's not masriach, and meat becoming honey, or blood becoming musk, that it is? That's not masriach. What's the difference? So Chassam Sofer says like this. Chassam Sofer says that the difference is that when there's really two tanoim in order to be something to be mutter finished on, you have to have two different conditions you have to fulfill to get a mutter. One is, it has to be nishtane with a sirchon along the way. In the process of becoming the new thing, it has to be masriach as it gets there. And the second condition is, when it finishes being nishtane, when it becomes the other thing, it has to become something that we know is heter. So when meat, let's keep Gemara's case of meat turning into honey. When someone drops a piece of meat into honey, and over time it changes into honey, what did it become? It became something which is known to be mutter, honey. So it was nishtane, with the Gemara says with a sirchon, and it became something else that we know to be mutter. That's okay. He says, but the case of milk, when the blood turned into milk, the blood was nishtane, it was masriach. The Gemara doesn't say that, but it's, of course it's masriach like we see by honey. It is masriach along the way. But the other tanai is missing. The milk is not anything that we know that's mutter. Until we have the Xerus HaKosev, milk is this new item, it's this new thing. We have no way, so we can only see that something is, when something is nishtana, it's mutter, is when it's nishtana into something that we know as being a heter. Shlomo Miller explains like this. He said, he's not talking on this part of the Chassam Sofer. What it means is like this, that when something is Isser, and it's Masuyach, that's only a temporary heter. If it's masriach and it goes back to being edible, as you all know by gelatin, we say that if animal hides are masriach into being inedible, and then they're reformed back into being gelatin, they're state usher. If it becomes inedible, they're usher. We assume that they're usher. It's inedible and goes back to being edible, it's usher.
That's not what they said with
So it's a machlokes. Yes, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. It's a chavis. That's right. It's a big machlokes matter. But we're assuming that if it becomes inedible, it's a temporary inedible, if it goes back to being what it was, it's usher. Of course it's usher. That's what we're assuming like that it's usher. He says, but that's only if it becomes back to being the original thing that it was. If it reverts back to its original form, then it's usher. But what happens if it becomes something new? So then we say, it lost connection to the original thing when it became inedible, and now it reformed as something new. That's okay. So the honey, the meat that was dropped into the honey and convert itself to the honey, Gemara says it's mutter, because when after it goes through the sirchon and the chinui, it becomes something that we know is mutter, which is honey. But when you have the milk, it went from being blood into being masriach, and then becoming this new thing. We don't know what that thing is. We have no reason to say that it's mutter.
The gelatin is what? It's not a new thing.
Okay, that may be part of the shiloh. It is the same thing. No, it really is the same thing.
Yeah. It can't be. It's a different one's part of one's.
That's for a little side reason why it doesn't have a tam basar. in order to be fleshings, the Isser of Basar, Basar B'chalav, is only when it has the Tam of Basar to it. It doesn't have a Tam of Basar to it, it's not Usser. So if you strip out all the Tam out of it, then it just doesn't, it has a Basar, it's a Basar B'chalav to get in. You take something from an animal heart.
Atzamas is Bar.
Atzamas? Atzamas are.
Is that a Basar? If you throw an Atzamas, you're not
allowed to part of the So Atzamas that are hard Atzamas are not under enough trip either. They're not anything.
So they're Bar.
They're cooked. I mean, atzamas from a, for sure, midraisa, atzamas from a trade animal, a kosher, so to speak. Okay, so now, the Chassam doesn't say what I'm about to say, but it sure seems to me, he doesn't say what he holds about musk, but it sure seems that the way the Chassam Sefer is explaining it, musk should be usser. Okay, because what the Chassam Sefer is saying is that shinoi that happens, we learned from the Gemara about honey that when a shinoi happens, there's a sirchon built into it. The only reason why milk is usher is because it's becoming this new thing. It's becoming something that that's an unknown. It's becoming a new thing. That new thing, we don't have a right to be matter. We can only be matter if it becomes something that is known. Well, if I had to choose then, I would guess that musk falls into the category, it's like milk. It's becoming something that's not a known heter. It's not becoming like honey. It's becoming something new, like milk. So the musk, l'chayr, according to Chacham Sefer, would be saying that it's usher. The Chacham Sefer is just explaining the setup, what the difference is between milk and honey. He told us this Gemara about honey. What's the difference between milk and honey is that milk is a new thing, is a new thing, and honey is a known, existing heter thing.
Why do you assume that there's a circle in the middle?
So he's answering Magen Avraham's question like this. We wouldn't have assumed that there's a circle in the middle. The Gemara says by honey that there is.
Because it says.
Right.
But how do you know if it doesn't, I mean, it's all internal. How do you know if there's a circle? Like, I don't know, so you said, we assume there's a circle.
Oh, so the answer is like this. I wouldn't have said it. I would have said the Gemara says it by honey. Maybe it's something special for honey. Rishayim who say that, Rabbi Yonah says, musk is mutter, just like honey is. That means he's understanding the Gemara about honey not to be specific to the case of honey. He's understanding the Gemara of honey to be saying, when things are nishtana, they go through a sirchon in between. That he's seeing that in the Gemara there. That's why I said musk is mutter. Listen, Rabbi Yonah said, musk is mutter just like honey is. How did he know that? Because he saw the Gemara about honey not to be saying that it's a special thing about honey, but it's a general rule. When things, as I explained to him before, that when things are nishtana, they don't just go from A to B. They go from A to being to the right. Elemental form and then back into being B. And by milk, it also, the Chassam Sefer says that, by milk is also in the Masriach. The only reason why milk is usher is because it doesn't turn into something that's known.
Yeah, how do you know that milk is not? You're saying we can see.
No, we see from the Gemara of Honey is teaching us that. Now, I wouldn't have said, David Cohen would have said is, maybe it's especially with my honey. But the Rabbi Yonah
since honey we can see that things be Masriach.
No, we don't see it being Masriach. No, we don't see it.
The Gemara says Masriach.
By Gemara, we say, yeah.
By milk, it doesn't say it's Masriach.
Right.
And by the musk, it doesn't say it. So it could be that over there we know it's Masriach because the Gemara is telling us there's a stage of Sirkha.
You're right. We would have said that. No. We would have said that. And I'm not going to go through them. But I have six ways. We're not going to go through to explain what the machlokes is between the Rama and Rabbi Yonah. Okay, among them all are things like this, which is to say,
Reish
Mem Hei. Yeah, six ways to understand what the machlokes is. There's probably other ways to understand it also, but that is to say, when the Gemara says by honey it's mutter, does that automatically mean that everything is masriach? So Rabbi Yonah is learning like that. Rabbi Yonah is saying since the Gemara said it by honey, the Gemara just made this assumption. Then it's for everything else also. And it's when the Gemara said it by an egg, when the Gemara said that eggs are masriach as they form into chickens, we didn't need the Gemara to tell us that. Anybody who would open up a chicken, I think it takes 21 days for it to form. If you'd open up after 10 days, you know what you're going to find in there? This mix of blood and gore and disgusting. You're going to see something that looks like it's inedible. We don't need the Gemara to tell us that it's masriach. We need the Gemara to teach us that therefore it's mutter, but we could all see it ourselves that it's masriach. We wouldn't have thought that if we put the honey in. So the Gemara of the egg is a special, that's not like an obvious case. We would have read the Gemara about the honey like you're saying. It says by the honey that it's Masriach, well, we don't know if other cases are. But Rabbi Yonah is saying it's a limit to other, because he says it to Mas. Where did he get the connection to Mas? It's the obvious, he saw that in the Gemara that every case is Masriach. And it's not far-fetched to say that. So, which brings me, I'm just going to give you a whole bunch of things. Just, it's not worth it to go through all these reasons. From Sean Miller, in his argument on I don't know if he says it by name, but on the OU's position that Kitnishen Shtana says,
what's the OU's position?
That kidneys that's nishtana. If you take kidneys and you turn it into something else, then it's mutter on Pesach. You don't have to use it on Pesach. So he says, but nishtana is not all that makes a mutter. You have to be nishtana with being masriach. We see in the Gemara about a chicken forming into an egg forming into a chicken, that you have to have masriach also. He says, how do you know that it's masriach? Okay, how do you know it's masriach? So his kasha is exactly what the Magen Avraham says. Okay, it's exactly what the Magen Avraham says. He says, how could you be matir something? How do you know that it's masriach? So the answer to the question is exactly what the Chassam Sofer says the answer to the Magen Avraham is, which is we learn it out from honey, that when things are changed over, they're masriach. Now, I'm not trying to. We don't have to say that that's the truth. What I mean is, we don't have to say that it's for sure that it's masriach. You could argue to me and bring right that it's not masriach. All we have to have is that some Rishonim hold that it is like that, meaning that Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it is like that. Because once there's some, the Pirkei Avot says, since some Rishonim hold that it's mutter, because it's, in other words, we're now putting it into words, since some Rishonim hold there's always a sirchan every time it changes over from one thing to the other, By Drabbanans we could be Mekah. By Drabbanans we could be Samach on those Rishonim and say that all, just like Musk is Mutter if it would be an Issa Drabbanan, so too Kidneys will be Mutter if it's Musk, because we have assumed that it has a Sirchon. So, Shlomo Miller is asking exactly the same question the Magen Avraham asked. He says, how do I know that there's a Sirchon? Don't be Mutter unless you know that there's a Sirchon. And the answer is, some sort of answer to that question, which is, those Rishonim learned that, they learned from the din of honey, from the Gemara about honey, that when things change from one to the other, they go through a Sirchon first. Okay, so again, you could argue, and he could hold in truth that there's no sirchan. If you want to have a shot about Musk, he would say there's no sirchan. He says, but we don't. It doesn't make a difference for us. We just need to have some rishon hold that which there are, and the Taz is make a ledina like that you could be mocked to the Musk. So we only have to have those. The Prim Gom says, and if it's a shot of a drabbanan or even less than that, then we could be mekel. So that's enough for us to say that the thing is mutter. So that's the one challenge to the din. One is from Rishon Miller. I haven't had a chance yet, since I've been working on this, to talk to Rishon Miller about it. I have hopes to still. To ask him this part of it. But that's what I think is the answer to this question. Okay. Another reason to argue is, Rabbi Heineman argues for a different reason.
Can I just ask you something before? Sure. In today's world, give me examples of kidnish and ishtana besides oil.
Okay. Oil is not an example. Kiddush
Hashanah.
No, it's not an example. Kiddush Hashanah. The two popular examples.
Why is it not?
It's for a thing that we're not going to talk about today.
Okay.
I was going to say it at the end. In order to be nishtana, something has to go through a radical change. It can't just be a minor change. Some of the cases that I didn't tell you about are that, which is just a minor change. So that's a whole different shaila, which is which thing. Let's say you're masking that some things are nishtana. What is dramatic enough to be considered a shingle that change? So the poster child of what it is if you take sugar, glucose, and you turn it into glucose from hummus, and you turn it into citric acid, it went from being a sweet item to being something very sour. That's a radical change. So citric acid is an example of something that could be made out of kidneys. It would be kidney shingle. So it went from one thing to something radically different. Another example, this is not as clear, but another example which is very popular is aspartame. You want for Diet Coke. If you're going to buy Diet Coke for Pesach, that's made with aspartame, which is usually made in America. It's made from corn, and it's made from kidneys and nishtanim. So it's made from kidneys, and it's nishtanim to something else. Okay. And Shlomo Miller, as I mentioned, I don't know if you will hear for it. As I mentioned, Shlomo Miller says at the end of his truth, he says, even though I hold you not allowed to do it, and even though I hold it's not mutter, he says, but of course, once it's in the food, it's mutter. Okay. So you could drink the Diet Coke. You shouldn't be giving half a shot.
Carbon dioxide as well.
Carbon dioxide? Maybe we'll do it differently. Carbon dioxide is nothing.
Well, what's it called? It's not Kedushan. It's even another step removed.
It's completely. It has no connection to the thing itself. No, it has no.
Not your opinion. What's the halachic? There's another definition. There's Kedushan Hashem, and this is. Isn't there one step removed from that?
Okay, carbon dioxide, the question is really on the. Even if it's made of chametz. If you're chametz, you wouldn't say kidneys and nishtana. We'll only be mekel that kidneys could say issa d'rabbanan. If it was an issa d'raisa, we would be machna those rishonim who say that kidneys, that nishtana is not mutter.
Right.
So that's not going to be mat to the carbon dioxide just because it's nishtana.
Right.
It has no connection to it. The question doesn't have any connection to the original thing it came from. There's no connection at all. This is goes from A to B. This goes from A to nothing. So it has no connection. Oh, but you don't have to agree.
Okay.
It potentially goes from A to nothing. You know? The people who let carbon dioxide from kidneys are not saying because of Nishtama. They're just saying nothing. Okay, so
it's an objective.
Very objective. No, that part is very objective. There's no difference between the kidneys and the chametz. Okay, anyways. Rabbi Heinemann says, he told me that Rabbi Yashav told him that Hagam, that the din is, that the kidney should stand, it's mutter. He says, but you shouldn't be giving hefsha to it. Okay, so it has nothing to do with the din of it. It's just a matter of, when you're giving a hefsha, it means that things are done 100%, without any kinds of, you know, these kind of questions. So it's not exactly b'dieved, but it's sort of a b'dieved. And there's lots to question on that, because a lot of the cases here that are of Nishtana are things that are being used in Chathilah. A lot of these things are being used in Chathilah, but I guess he's holding a hashkacha to a higher standard. A lot of the cases that are here, I can tell you some cipher about grapeseed oil, there's lots of cases here that are silk in your basin, in your shul is a case of Nishtana, a whole bunch of cases that we didn't talk about, or even the case here was, the talk about if you let it put it into your food, are cases of Chathilah. But I guess he's holding a hashkacha to a higher standard, and he's saying a hashkacha shouldn't be doing things that are that have these kind of, you know, questionable items in them, and it should be just above board and clear, and that's why he doesn't want to accept it. He doesn't think that it's wrong. He thinks that it's mutter. He just doesn't think that it's right to give hashkacha. Okay. One more thing, which is, okay, we'll do one more thing to this, which is, you might ask me that maybe all the cases we had until now, were cases, all the cases that I told you about, were cases where the change is a natural occurrence. I drop a piece of meat into honey, and it becomes honey by itself. The chicken lays an egg, and it becomes grows into a chicken. Or the blood inside of this animal turns itself into musk. Those are natural changes. So maybe natural. We have a riot from the Gemara, or some Rishonim hold this riot from the Gemara, that those kind of natural changes have a certain step in the middle. But maybe our case is different, because in our case it's a man-made change. In our case, we're doing something to change it from one to the other. Maybe that doesn't have sirchin. Maybe it doesn't work the same way. Okay, you might ask me that case is, maybe it's a little bit different because it's not a natural change that happens automatically. Okay, so there are three responses to that. First is, there isn't much of a difference between putting a microorganism into a vat to change it from glucose into citric acid, than dropping a piece of meat into honey and having the honey change it into honey. Both of them are, somebody gets the process going, someone gets it going, but the process then happens by itself. So, you know, it's not really so man-made. It's not like I did something, I cranked it up to change it from one to the other. Second is, a bunch of the cases that I didn't tell you, one of the cases that I did tell you, lechem v'kol v'karmel, are man-made. The Gemara says that it's nishtana when you make it into bread, right? I forgot the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it was nishtana when you made it into bread. Well, that was man-made. Someone did that. Someone made that. Other cases, there's a Ravid, this is what I'll tell from Moshe afterwards. The Ravid says that musk, the Rambam says that musk, that mor, one of the besamim, in one of the things that you put in the Keteris, is mor, and it's musk. And the Ravid says, no, it can't be musk, because musk is a treif animal. You can't have a treif animal. So Chasam Sofer says, no, the extraction that you do to change musk into what works in the besom, in the basin, in what you use in the basin mikdash, that change is enough to qualify for nishtana. That's man-made. This case, the Chasam has a case of silk and a case of grapeseed oil. These are all the cases that are all man-made. Okay, so it's not so easy to say that's man-made. Okay, but the last thing I have to tell you about that is, there's a Chasam Ish about it. The Chasam Ish says, he said, punkt fakir. He says, the things that happen naturally are less likely to qualify as nishtana than things that are done by hand. Okay, this is for you. He talks about a case he asks, what's the difference between dam shebishta? If you cook blood, it becomes mutter midaraisa, so you're allowed to eat the blood. He says, so that's because it's not the original blood that you had. He says, so how come then blood turned into milk, or blood turned into musk is also? Why is it dam? If you were being mashana the dam, just by cooking it, that's enough to make it mutter. He says, so why is dam? So he wants to say that things that are done by people are worse. It's easier to be considered nishtana if it's done by a person. Okay, so to this question that maybe it should be different because it's man-made, that does not seem to be a good question. That's what we leave off, that there's the OU says, we do it also because we give hashkafa on by kofa pesa. Those are saying that it's nishtana, are saying that there is a sirchin step in between. The Sirchan step in between is based on the Gemara of these antis being changed into honey. It's also, I forgot to mention, the Chassam Sofer's other Tanai, which is that it changes into something that's known to be mutter. It turns into citric acid or aspartame or something that's known to be heter. And the others argue that the people who are makel are saying we're being makel because there are some who are makel. According to the Ramah, according to Rabbi Yoina, we could learn that from the Gemara that all cases are mutter. Others are saying no, we have no right that there's a sirchin case in it over here. It's not clear. I know why you would say that. Why you would not say that? The Magen Avraham says it himself that you wouldn't. We don't know that. But the Chayra, the other Rishonim are arguing that there's a riot from the Gemara that this automatic assumed to be a sirchin except between, and that's why it should be okay.